Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, CAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey, guys!
Ow.
Really?
My hands up like to stretch and I'm banged it under the shop.
You are just, I'm injured
this week. Guys, I hurt my ankle, but we're not going to talk about that because I'm on a crutch right now.
She's on crutches, guys.
I feel like such an invalid, but it's okay. No. Oh my gosh, but by fire by force, we had to come and make sure we recorded for you guys because consistency is important.
Exactly.
And we have to make sure we're giving you this content this last season.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm just going to try and do that. I can't even do it. But anyways, welcome to another episode of She's in a Pod. It is your girl, Bianca.
And it's your girl, Jenny. I forgot my introduction. I don't know what to say. It's Jenny.
We've got an intro, though.
Oh, yeah.
We do have a whole intro at the beginning. Yeah, we've had a few intros, haven't we? Do you remember the other one where it was like, I'm a boss, babe, I'm a this, I'm a that. That was really cute. That was cute. But it's crazy how like you listen to us, even in the small details, you'll see how we've evolved over the like three, four years we've been together. But no Shade today. Unfortunately, I know we promised she'll be back for the next one. But yeah, she'll be back for the next one. One of them she'll be back for. It can be a bit difficult with her living out of London now, but she's in marital bliss. So, hey, Chade, we love you. We miss you. We want to, first of all, actually, let's do a bit of a catch up. So, how are you doing?
How am I doing? I'm all right, you know. It's coming to the end of the year.
It is. So, October went so quickly.
So quick.
And we're in like November now. And I'm just like, what is happening? We're actually, 2023 is around the corner.
It's mad. Like, the year can just go just like that.
Like
and
that.
So much has happened as well.
Yeah.
In just this one year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to Christmas and,
you
know, ending it off on a high.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm all right. You know, I'm just, I guess, trying to wind down, but things keep popping up.
Yeah, girl. Winding down is not in your vocabulary. Please.
No. So, I'm just like trying to balance as much as I can.
Yeah.
Just keep sane. to be honest, keep sane.
That is the key. It's just
what
to
about
keep,
you?
Keep on top of things. I'm alright.
Yeah,
same. Just winding down for the end of the year. Just, I guess, it being a bit different because it's the first time in 4 years that I'll be here for Christmas and January.
It's boring here.
Do you know what? But the thing is, obviously you would say that, but because I haven't been here in so long. The last time I was here was 2018. But I don't really have any expectations for Christmas. Obviously, this is my first time here spending Christmas in the UK without my mom and stuff. So just obviously now embracing whatever happens, really, just embracing any new traditions that may come around. Ghana was a part of my traditions for so long, and I still will travel there for other Christmases. But this year, I just decided to take a break and focus on making my 30th, like, you know, exciting as possible.
So I just can't wait.
Yeah, I just wanted to save the coin and enjoy January, really. So again, that'll be another same, first time in yeah, 4 years that I would be here for my birthday. But I thought I have to.
Yeah.
My 30th, I have to. Obviously, I do have friends and family in Ghana. So. But yeah, I have to be around my friends and people I haven't celebrated with in years. So I was like, let me just sit my ass in the UK. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be different. It'll be cold.
Yeah, but we'll have gone fun.
By the height of winter. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun just to be with friends and family and just reflect really on how far I've come. How far all of us have come, really. It's been a tough few years for everyone. So yeah, I'm not bad. Just I'm enjoying life right now. You know, I'm genuinely enjoying life. It's not perfect, of course. There are headaches, there are days, but I'm enjoying Bianca. So yeah, that's it. And I'm just, I guess, what's the word? Intrigued. And yeah, to see what's next in terms of once, you know, the podcast is done.
And obviously you've got, I mean, you've already sort of announced it and you've been posting.
Yeah.
Brand Her Well.
Yeah. So, I've launched relaunched really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Relaunched a women's wellness and lifestyle platform. I was running one years ago. So we'll talk about 2016, 17, going into 18. And then, you know, life was happening, of course. So that got put on hold for a very long time and I've relaunched it now. So it's scary, but also exciting.
I'm so glad that you've taken that leap.
Girl, it's been a fight. It's been a fight. It really has. Just I guess like self-belief and comparison and, you know, all of those things. But I just had to feel the fear and do it anyways. And
do it anyway.
I'm still battling that if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. But there's just, you know, certain things you just know are a part of you and it's a part of you. No matter how long you don't do something for, it's just always there. And you just feel like, well, the best way to just let out is just to actually start doing these things. So
So
if you're not following us, guys, or if you're interested in anything to do with women's wellness lifestyle, follow us at Brand Her Well on Instagram. That's, Brand Her Well. And we don't have any other socials yet, but we will. And the website is actually coming next month in December. So, just have a look
out. Make sure you check it out.
Yeah, and make sure you're following Sasa as well.
Oh.
Yes. And I think this is actually a good, just what we're talking about. Segue into what we're talking about with today's topic. But first of all, before we do that, talk about Sasa. Tell us what it is.
Yeah. So Sasa, as most people who know me and the things that I do, was formerly She Aspires Skills Academy. Yes. So that's where Sasa comes from.
Okay.
I can't even do it anymore. But yeah, like we've sort of recently shifted slightly to becoming a consultancy service focused on neurodiversity and mental health.
That's right.
Specifically in workplaces, with organizations. And we do have, part of our sort of ethos as well is supporting women still, Black women, whether that's in the workplace or just in, you know, career life. That's, you know, I've been running this for a while as She Aspires. And I always used to say it's a project. Yeah. But I think now I finally sort of accepted and I'm embracing the fact that it's a company. Yeah. It's something I've built and it's something that I want to carry on doing. And
legacy.
Take seriously.
That's what we're talking about, child. Legacy. You're talking about impact and legacy. And
so technically I've been running it for at least, I think, 5 years.
Yeah,
so
since, have,
or
yeah.
5-6 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I've ultimately found exactly the direction that I want to take it in. And it's taken me 5-6 years, but oh well.
No, it's not It's because again, like I was saying this to you, I think the other day about like we Brand Her Well and I had changed the name a few times as well. I think first it was Pretty Hurts and then I was like, that sounds too Tyler Perry. So
it sounds like Beyonce. Doesn't she have a song? Is that where it came from?
Of course I did. I named it after a Beyonce song. But obviously it meant more than that. But I was like, this sounds too Diary of a Mad Black Woman and we're not trying to go in that direction. We need to sound more universal. Yeah. So I then changed it to Living Pretty. And then obviously once I changed it to Living Pretty, I, you know, went on a break and that was kind of around the time my mom got diagnosed and stuff like that. And so that was just on a rest and on a break. And I was like, yeah, well, that's not my priority right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the last like 3 years or so, I've fell into this like branding and marketing aspect of myself. And so with Brand Her Well, it's like an amalgamation of also wellness, but also like being, I guess, again, branding, but not just from a business perspective, but also mm-hmm. from a personal perspective as well.
Yeah.
Just taking the time to just brand identity as a whole, like taking the time to invest in and take and build the identity of whether it's a brand or whether it's yourself, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. And so that, like, that's happened because of who I am now. Do you know yeah. what I mean? And of course we will change, but this is something that I'm pretty, like, I feel secure in right now in this next season of my life. Mm-hmm. And so it's taking me, yeah. it's like, it's a part of your journey.
Exactly. It's, I know you gotta trust part the process. Of the journey. And I can't, like, there's a reason why I didn't think sort of idea to focus in this area didn't come earlier. Like, this is the right time.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, like you said, it's a journey, and all the things that we sort of experience is what led to this moment.
Yep, exactly. As we evolve, that's just the way, you know, things are. And it's what I was saying about us as a podcast as well. Like, you listen to us from the beginning, you listen to mm-hmm. us from season two, you'll see that there were the things changes. That were changed because we change as women, and that anything that we pour out or put into the world is going to be a reflection of who we are in that moment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited about what's to come, really.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah. So this episode, we want to talk about purpose. And it's something I don't think we've really touched on before, actually. Like, we can say maybe some other episodes.
Or maybe like fleeting, yeah.
Yeah, we're fleeting. But I think it's something that is spoken about a lot, or that word purpose, I guess, is used a lot. You know, I hear people talking about it a lot. And I think it's something that we, especially as women, have to really, like, just talk and sit about. Mm-hmm. Just talk and sit about. Sit and talk about.
I get what you mean, girl.
Sit and talk about. Because it's important. I think it's an important conversation to have. And it's important conversations. It's an important conversation to have regarding what we think purpose is versus what the world is telling us purpose is as well. So my first question to you, Miss Jennifer, would be, what does purpose mean to you? What does it mean to you?
I don't know. Purpose, I think it means, like, doing something or being a part of something that aligns with me. I know it's going to sound cool. Aligns with my soul, basically. Yeah. So, you know, whether that's in work or whether that's even the type of friends that you have or interactions that you have, like, it all aligns. It almost feels like, yes, I was meant to do this. It's something I'm passionate about. It doesn't exclude the fact that there will be challenges. I think you can still have, you know, a purpose or, you know, whatever, and have challenges. But it's ultimately, it's something that I can't stop thinking about.
Yeah.
Regardless of whatever area I go into, I'm always going to want to come back to this area. And, you know, I was saying to you before as well that purpose can look like, can come in different forms and different mediums. So, you know, for example, my purpose can be in the way I do my work. Like, so I work in healthcare, I help people. That's how I'm able to achieve my purpose. My purpose could be in the way I interact with my friends and even the little things or even how I talk to myself. So it's just, I think it's more about, you know, what aligns with you and also how do you see yourself living out the life that you currently have? Because it is limited.
Yeah, of course.
How do you see your story starting, ending, shifting? Yeah. You know, what spaces do you see yourself filling? That's why it's really hard to sort of define what purpose is, because it's going to be different for everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
But as long as it makes you happy and it's something that you always want to come back to, then I think that's what purpose is, really.
I hear that.
What's your definition?
My definition of purpose would be, I guess my definition of purpose is it really impact.
Mm-hmm.
Purpose for me is using your gifts and talents to make some sort of impact in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have, like, tread carefully when I say this, because I think that can sound very vain, because I feel like purpose, a lot of times we get our purpose and our own personal desires mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we think that, oh, because I want to do something, because I want to do it and I'm good at it, then this is my purpose. And I think that you being good at something could be a means as to how you fulfill your purpose, right? Like, if I use an example, it could be like, okay, if someone's great at singing that someone's great at singing and they decide they want to be a singer professionally, right? There are so many different ways that could go. Someone could say, do you know what? I want to be a famous singer, but the reason why I want to be a famous singer is because I actually want to impact or make a mark on a specific type of people. I want to sing about a specific thing. Mm-hmm. I want to sing about some personal experiences that I know can make an impact. Whereas other people might just be like, I want to be a singer, but I like being famous.
Mm.
And so you have to kind of sometimes sit and think, is this something I want or is it something that's actually going to make an impact, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes the two can go hand in hand. But I think when I think about a lot of people that fulfill their purpose, that are fulfilling their purpose in this lifetime, or even in the past, that made such an impact, a lot of it seemed really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like,
in what sense?
I think about, okay, for example, I could make the most obvious one, Martin Luther King. Okay. Like, you know, I'm sure a lot of times, as much as the ultimate goal was to help his people, his community, but being in the front line, obviously, like, I mean, he got assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the front line, he was probably in a lot of environments that he didn't want to be in, or he felt very unsafe and uncomfortable. But there was a greater good.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes, I don't think all the time, but I think there's going to be some times in our lives where our purpose is going to end up in places and rooms and environments that we're not comfortable in.
Oh, yeah.
And no, that we don't want to be in, if we're honest. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to sit to myself and say, Bianca, is this something that you want because you like it? Or is this genuinely something that you feel like could make an impact?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, again, the two can go hand in hand. Like, okay, I could like it and it also makes an impact, a positive impact. But like I said, I think sometimes I don't want to get it twisted and think just because I like it and just because I enjoy it, that is my purpose. Because mm-hmm. sometimes that's not the case. There's other things that we're most multifaceted people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that we are going to be good at that don't really make an impact. We're just good at them and we just do them just because. And then there are things that, again, have a greater or a wider picture. So for me, I think it's using, and a lot of times, again, people that make the impact, they're using the things that they're good at. You look mm-hmm. at Oprah Winfrey, we look at the people that, like, you know, any philanthropists and stuff like that. There's a talent or a skill there that they have that's got them to that space,
mm-hmm.
or a certain experience, something that they've experienced that they then use to say, okay, well, I have experienced this and I want to help others because of this. But yeah, it's using what you're good at, using the gifts, the talents that God's given you to basically help other people. I think that's ultimately what your purpose is.
It's like you said, what you're good at, but then also some people who have gone through, let's say, traumatic events as well, and
exactly,
you know, have the strength to share their story.
Exactly.
Again, that could have been your
exactly.
be your purpose, like 100%. Sharing the stories and relating to people who are going through the same thing as
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And it's
but I've always found it hard to explain to people what my purpose is because it's so.
Well, we'll get on to that.
You know, I feel like it's just so vague.
I think
because I could be like, oh yeah, my purpose is to help people.
But that's the thing. I think if we're honest, all of us as human beings, that should be our ultimate and first purpose.
Mm.
I think there's a lot underlined because of, again, we're very unique and multifaceted people and human beings. But I do feel as though when we're talking about us as a just general people, general human beings, I'm helping people should be a part of all of our purposes.
Yeah.
It should be the first and foremost thing, like at the front of it. And then obviously what comes after that are all the things that make up who you are as a human being. Do you know? Because my thing is, if someone asks you what your purpose is, I don't feel like I could answer that in one sentence, right? But
what about if they ask you, okay, so what do you plan on doing, or what are you working towards doing to fulfill your purpose? I think if the question is worded in that sense, then people have more tangible things to say.
Yeah.
For example, through music, through telling mm-hmm. my stories, through, you know, even with your brand as well. Yeah. So
no, I mean, for me personally, I would say at this point in my life, and for what I've always felt, you know, I do feel like a large part of my purpose is to connect and impact women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the means in which that is carried out is always going to be the same. It may change. It may evolve over time. But I do feel like, yeah, that is one of my core, is to connect to people. If I can say, and I'm looking at the skills and techniques that I know I have and that I'm quite confident in, that may need some work, of course, but I can say, okay, I know I'm good at connecting with people, having conversations, of sparking certain, I don't know, thoughts and etc. And just having conversations and sharing things that genuinely make people think and feel a lot just below the surface. Ultimately. And so, and especially women, I think a big part of that for me is going to have to be start, which I've spoken to you about, which like is sharing parts of myself or sharing certain experiences or things that I've encountered in my life, especially as it attains to most of, some of it being because I encountered it because I'm a woman or because I'm a female, right? And so, yeah, I do feel like that is my, ultimately, I think at this point in my life right now, it could be different, or maybe I have it wrong. But in terms of what I feel, it is to help women and to share content in any sort of way. It doesn't have to be content necessarily, but to share things and put things out into the world that actually help and equip women and connect them as well. Yeah, and just to empower them, really, to help them. I don't know, could be a lot more to that, but
yeah. And sometimes we don't even know like what's ahead, like our purpose, not that it can shift, but our mediums can shift as well.
Exactly.
For me, I think the way I've gone about it and what seems to work for me is through, you know, educating.
Yeah.
Through so educating specifically on like my field of expertise.
Yeah.
That's how I feel I'm able to make an impact.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously that is healthcare, neuroscience, all that kind of stuff.
But then go back. Let's go back a little bit. What made you want to get into that field and expertise in the first place?
So if I look at like the traits that I've had since I was little, I've always been, so yes, it's, you know, I care about people, but it was more than that. It's, for me, it was like piecing the puzzles together, a problem solver, wanting to find a solution. So I knew that, I just knew that that's, I had a desire to help people in that particular format. I think it's just sort of led me to even choosing the type of career that I have. It's all about really solving problems. As much as you can, there's, you know, you identify it, you do your intervention assessment, and then you've got your outcome. That's how I've done like things. And, it's worked out, and I've seen like the impact that it's had on people. So whether that's through connecting with people, seeing, you know, how they've recovered, or identifying like areas where they could, you know, improve on and things like that. So because it's worked so far and I've seen the traits and I still carry out those type of traits even in my adulthood, I feel like I'm confident enough to understand that that is where my purpose is aligned.
And
I think even without thinking about, you know, whether it's my purpose or not, if we take that word away, it's like, what am I destined to do here?
With your time here.
Like I said, we're a limited time. And what is it that I want to do? So even my dreams, even goals that I have for myself, they're still centered around creating an impact for other people. Yes, money's great. Having certain experiences, that's great. But like, you know, we're talking about, oh, one day I'd love to write a book. It's to fulfill my own ego of like, I'm an author. But the content of the book is
to actually make an impact and help others.
To make an impact.
Spread the education.
Yeah. And I think once you identify the pattern, and I know it's also a privilege as well, because I know not everybody has like a consistent pattern what they do.
Yeah.
I've had that. So it's been easy for me to.
And some people have it, but it just kicks in a lot later.
That's another thing.
Mine kicked in later than I saw others.
Yeah.
Kicking for others. Yeah.
It's just,
I saw a clip, you know, B. Simone. She has a podcast now. I think it's called Know For Sure or something like that. And I don't listen to it, but I do get, I see little gems and stuff. And one thing she was saying, and it's another thing about what I was going back to about sometimes we mix up purpose and our own desires, right?
Mm.
And she was saying that, like, if you're money driven, I can't rock with you, because she was saying she's purpose driven. So there's going to be certain things that come into her life that look good and it's, they're offering her all this money. But if it doesn't align with her purpose and who she is, I'm not going to take it, because that's not what I'm driven by. I'm here to do something. I'm here to make an impact in a way that I know this is me. This aligns, like you said, it aligns with my soul, with who I am, with my God-given gifts and talents. And again, the greater good to help people. But if your core goal is to make money, then we ain't going to vibe, because I'm here to make. And obviously money's good. And again, that's coming from a privileged place, because she's a millionaire, right?
Yeah, so she can make those
decisions.
Yeah.
But I obviously believe beneath the surface, I understood what she was saying, right? It's just like, I'm not going to compromise myself for certain desires. I do have a desire to make. So that's not like everyone has a desire to make money. That is a desire of mine. But I have to make sure that I'm integral with my purpose and that I'm not compromising myself, so that when opportunities do come along where they may entertain other desires I have, I'm like, oh yeah, let's do it. Because then what happens is then I fall out of line of what that race that I'm on, that marathon that I'm on, to kind of like, to I guess allow my purpose to manifest. I fall out of line and I drop on the right at the side of the road, because I'm like, oh, let me pay attention to this opportunity that I'm gonna get, because it's giving me money. But then it's just out of balance for me and who I am and for what my purpose is. And going on to that, what I wanted to do, because I want to round this up, it's a short episode, but
yeah,
good one, is how important your surroundings and people in your life are to how your purpose manifests itself. Do you have examples? Do you think it's important? I guess that's the first thing. And if you do, like, are there examples of how certain places that you've been in, environments or people that you've been around, have helped you to actually, your purpose to manifest, or for you to actually realize it more?
Yeah, I think it definitely can contribute.
Yeah.
You know, I if I'm sort of looking back, the key areas, obviously friendship, how I was brought up. Like, I remember, like, my mom, she would literally, like, even from when I was like 7, 8, she would sit me down and be like, okay, so what do you want to do? Think, what are you good at? And she would always tell me, like, there's this proverb, I don't know, maybe some African proverb, but she always told me, all your five fingers are not the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so she would say to me, like, okay, you see somebody doing this, you see somebody doing that, you have to do what you're good at and what you feel is best for you. So I think having that, and again, like I said, it's a privilege. So having somebody instill that in me from when I was young, always, like, enabled me to navigate life, knowing that, you know, being able to decipher whether something is for me when something isn't for me. However, I will say that, and that's where it comes to, like, you know, environment. Sometimes I think it's necessary to go off track.
Yeah.
For example, it's necessary to do things within reason that might not necessarily align with the purpose you currently have in your mind. But because I feel like if you don't, you can restrict yourself. And sometimes without knowing, people do, because of, you know, how accessible people's dreams, desires, everything is to you. Sometimes it can impact your own as well, and without even knowing.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's important to try out different things, but then also at the same time have focus on, okay, just keep continue to ask yourself, like, does this align with me? Yes, my friend is doing this, but does this align with me? Or it could be your friend is doing this and it inspires you to unlock another side of yourself that you didn't even know that still aligns with your purpose. So I think your environment can definitely contribute to you finding your purpose. Yes, it can also contribute to you going off track, but you've got to be able to have that happy medium, and that's where I think discernment comes in as well.
100%. I think you're right. I think, you know, what you're saying about your mom saying, you know, not all five things are the same, I think that all to me is like, okay, all intertwined into purpose, because as I've said so many times, we're so multifaceted as people. So even the means as to which your purpose manifests can be through several things at once. You don't have to be saying, okay, well, in order for me to make impact, in a certain way and to fulfill my purpose. But the only mean that is going to be public speaking.
Yeah.
You could do that through so many different things. And also we can make impact in multiple ways.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I've said to you, okay, you know, connecting with women is one of the things I want to do, but there could be also something else that I'm into. It doesn't mean that I'm like closed off to one thing. Mm-hmm. I do think there's always like a core thing that everybody will kind of like, that you know about yourself, but, and there may be other things floating around that you may not give as much attention to, mm-hmm. but I think it's right. And like you were saying, and that's one of the things for me, like with Brand Her Well comes into it, is because those are the kind of environments I want to create. I want to create environments and like communities of women where they can say, you know, this is an environment where I feel like my purpose is being accommodated and I'm being poured into. I think it's so important because you can be in environments where it goes one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like people could be helping to nurture your purpose and nurture the things that are helping you grow to actually make impact, or people could be suppressing it.
So yeah.
It's one or the other, right? And sometimes it could be through small things like little microaggressions or little comments that someone may make, like, mm-hmm. oh, how's your little thing going? Or how's your, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, okay, you are not the type of vibes I need in order to kind of like, because let's be honest, even sometimes knowing what your purpose is, right, it's not always easy coming to terms with it. Because mm-hmm. again, sometimes some people's purpose is going to have them ending up in very uncomfortable situations that they don't necessarily like or want to be in, but they know it's for the greater good.
Yeah.
So it's like, you need to make sure that you're around people who are pushing and inspiring you.
Absolutely.
And pouring into you. They may not always understand it, and that's okay. Not everyone in my life has to understand what I'm doing, but they have to understand that I'm doing this for the greater good, mm-hmm. and they have to basically be inspiring me. Because there's people that will just, you trust me, you'll be around people and they have bad vibes. And it's like, even with us, it's like, you know, so me and Jen have got this thing like where we're doing co-working sessions together.
Yeah.
And so we'll meet up every now and again and we'll just sit and we'll, like, you know, for our own things that we're doing individually, and we'll create small goals and stuff like that.
I would 100% recommend this, guys.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, it's so funny because someone messaged me the other day and was asking me how I do certain things. And I was like, one of the things that is helping me is having someone, or like meeting up with someone and doing the work. And that's more so career, but this could be your personal life. It could be mm-hmm. like, okay, do you know what? I want to meet up with my friend once a month. We're going to have a coffee because I am kind of like, okay, I need someone to help with being accountable to with my personal life as well. So even in those aspects, like meeting up with Jen, even though we've only done it, well, twice now, mm-hmm. but like, it's helped so much. And it's not only that, I'm not looking at it from the surface level. I'm looking at it, this is an environment that is actually pouring into my purpose.
Yeah.
It's pouring into, because it's not only that we're just sitting there working, but we're talking about the good, the bad. We're giving each other ideas. Well, there's so much to it. And just, we both were saying, like, when we left it, we were like, I feel like I could take it in the world.
Exactly.
Like, it's, you know what I mean?
And so that's what you need.
Exactly.
That's the fuel that's needed.
Exactly. It's not people that are going to, you know, boost your ego. We don't want that. Mm. But we want people that can see something in you. Mm. Again, not always understand it, but they see there's something there. And they're like, you know what? I'm supporting this. Any way I can, I'm going to pour into this.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, all of us individually, we all come into our own when it comes to purpose. There may be some of you guys listening to this where you don't really know what that is yet. Mm. And that's okay. Like I said, me, I'm a late bloomer. Okay. Mm. I'm about to be 30.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like, what would be your advice to somebody who are late bloomers?
You know what? Yeah. I know it sounds cliche, but trust the process.
Yeah.
Trust the process. Because for me, even the things that I am using now to hopefully I'll try and make an impact are things, some really horrible experiences that I've been through over the years. I've had to, you know, in those experiences where I've cried, I've did this, I've thrown tantrums, I've been mad at God, all of this stuff. And I've looked at everybody else seeing that they're fulfilling their purpose. And I'm like, okay, what is going on? But now looking back, as uncomfortable as, and again, this goes into like, your purpose sometimes is going to have you in uncomfortable places and experiencing uncomfortable things for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've sometimes got to think, okay, like, what do I want my end message to be? What do I want? Who do I want to be? And trust that process. It's difficult, but now when I look back, again, it doesn't mean that my life is now void of bad experiences. That's life, right? But when I look back, I'm just really grateful that I trusted the process. I didn't rush like relaunching
mm-hmm.
because it wouldn't have been what it is now. I wouldn't have known what I know now and what I want to pour into it and the specific type of impacts that I want to make.
Exactly.
So you have to trust it. It's patience. I know it's hard, but
you've got to be patient.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say like, just to round up, I would say don't try and quantify your purpose as
100%. That's a really
and compare it to other people. So in terms of quantifying, like, don't feel like the impact that you're making is small compared to someone else. Yeah. So it means that it's less significant.
Because everybody serves different in different areas, different capacities.
Absolutely. Yeah. And whilst it might seem small to you, you don't know how much of a big impact you're having on even that one person.
Even one person. Yeah.
So, because I think that's another thing where people feel like, oh, I haven't found my purpose, but actually you have, but you feel like it's not good enough because it's not as big as someone else.
And
that
some
you're
people
watching.
Don't realize that they're doing it in their everyday lives.
Yeah.
But because it's just something they're doing and it's second nature to them, they don't realize that someone's gone home and they've said, oh my God, this person I met today, I had a conversation with them.
Yeah.
And this is how they made me feel. And that's a domino effect, because in that person, with what they have and what you've put into them now, may go into pour into other people. So you never know how far your impact will actually go.
It's like, you know, when we meet people who've listened to our podcast.
Yeah, we're always shocked. Like,
wait, what? It's not like, you know, we're not the biggest one out there. But again, it's all about impact. And exactly. Like, you know, we always say, as long as we're impacting one person,
That's it.
We've done our job.
So, ladies, we hope you enjoyed. This was a short one. I wish we could have talked about it more.
Maybe part two.
Maybe.
How many episodes do we have left in this season?
We've still got a few. This is episode 3 now.
Yeah.
So we've still got a few left. We've still got another few months. So yeah, I'm going to end it here, but we'd love to hear what you guys have to say. So please DM us or let us know on Instagram or even Twitter, actually. This was a good one.
That's a good one.
I enjoyed it. Again, Shade will be back with us not the next episode, but this episode after.
Yeah.
So we do miss you loads, babes. And if you are not following us or you have not subscribed, make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you're following us at She's in the Pod on all social platforms. That's TikTok,
give us a five,
Twitter, and Instagram, right?
Instagram. Yeah. And I was just about to jump in. Give us a five-star rating.
Five-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, right? And we will see you guys in another 2 weeks for an episode of She's in a Pod. Bye.
Bye.